Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Well, it's a triathlon up there at the beautiful Central Coast Stadium. Warriors 26, Manly 18. That score thanks to Tyre Power. Hour 3 of the show at 4 o'clock. Dan and the boys will be in to call that game this afternoon. The blockbuster, Storm and the Dragons. James Triceps Hooper, Gordon Tallis and Maroon here at Triple M underscore NRL. Lots of feedback coming in about your effort in the quiz there.
It was outstanding, wasn't it? 3-2 and 1 Dally M points.
Some people were suggesting next week we should rest you.
Yes.
And use our panel operator, Filthy Felix.
Yeah, more than Abby.
All right.
I'll take the freshen up.
Yeah, okay. Because you did, yeah, probably.
Take the freshen up leading into the finals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean. And then,
mate, listen, if I was you, I wouldn't be throwing too many stones.
No, I'm not.
Because all the checks that you've written on radio over the years and failed to deliver on, the Gold Coast Titans players on Friday were celebrating the SCC.
Yeah. Well, mate.
But you're not going to go through with it, are you?
Well, I never said it. You blokes cut the audio.
Yeah, you did say it.
Don't
come up with this stop my audio again.
You're literally going to bore the listeners to death if you keep coming back to this stupid thing that you doctored up about.
We didn't doctor anything.
I clearly said I was joking. All right.
You mentioned it. Also, there is other audio. It was brought up with Joy Arrow in an interview,
mate,
because you'd made the statement that
I never, ever leave it go. And I would say to anyone who goes for the Gold Coast Titans, it's fabulous that they won 5 in a row. If that's your biggest achievement, though, I would just rip in and have an extra good off-season. Warriors 26, Manly 18. Earlier on today, we spoke to Stephen Crichton, one of the Panthers stars of 2020. And if you missed the interview, Panthers fans, here it is, a little bit of a, again, a Paul Kent starts off by asking Stephen about Panthers through COVID.
The rest of the competition, mate, the shortened competition, the comeback from COVID, how have you guys handled that differently, do you think, than other teams? Like, did you come up with a strategy that helped you get through it? Because a lot of people are talking about mental welfare and about how tough it's been. But the Panthers as a group look very, almost like life's a celebration at the moment.
Yeah, 100%. We spoke about that before the COVID break. The best team that handles this COVID break when we went into isolation, when like the comp stopped, coach and our staff were talking to us that the best team that takes on that break will go a long way to winning the comp and winning some games. So in that break, Penrith gave us everything we needed, like gym equipment, and gave us schedules that we had to do. To keep us on our feet, we're on like our club was on Zoom calls just for us to stay connected and stuff, and we're into little groups so that we can go and train in little groups as well. But yeah, I think that's where it first started as well, in that break, to keep us accountable. And but yeah, that was just what our staff were talking to us about, that whoever handles that break the best. Because we're all going through it, so there was no like excuses if any other team was to handle it more than us, because we're all going through the same thing. But yeah, that was just what coach and our staff were talking, that whoever handles it will go a long way to winning good footy games and getting us into a good position to where we are now.
Yeah, because it's a fascinating thing, because a lot of coaches came out of the COVID break, and I found it interesting. A few of them were going, well, look, there's no manual on how to handle this. There's no way we should be able to handle this. And you said, well, hang on, this is up to you now. This is what you get paid the big bucks for. Go out and figure a way to get your club through this. And Ivan's done a tremendous job of getting you blokes ready.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Like I said, the club were good enough to lend us our gym equipment to keep us so we're not underdone when we come back in, and give us schedules, training schedules to what we do if we were still in the comp and we were still training through that. So I reckon that's gone a long way to help us to like stay on top of our fitness and stay on top of our weights so that we were ready to play footy when we came back, so we didn't have to have that catch up to trying to get fit again. Instead, we're using that time to still prepare while we're by ourselves.
Mate, there's some great contenders for Origin this year in your position. You'd be one of them, obviously. You've been outstanding this year. Have you given any thought to playing Origin and Origin being after the grand final this year?
Oh, I don't know. My parents tell me a lot that they really want me to play for it. But like I always tell them and everyone else, really concentrating on playing good footy for Penrith. And
yeah,
anything bonus onto the end of the year will be good. But yeah, just focusing on still trying to develop my game for the club. And yeah, just playing good footy.
Good on you, Stephen. Good to catch up, mate. All the very best next week in the finals.
Thanks. Thanks, boys. Take care.
Of course, you can catch all the finals here on the Triple M Network. All four games right across the final series will be there. We'll do the grand final. We'll jump into Origin. All your rugby league on the radio is right here at Triple M. And a stack of people who've been there and done that and played Origin footy on the call team here. Warriors 26, Manly 18. That's the score thanks to Tyre Power. And that was Stephen Crichton from the Penrith Panthers. Gordy, we got to talking toward the end there about Origin. And certainly for New South Wales, it feels like in the terms of outside backs, there's just a stack of really good ones to pick from at the moment.
Yeah, but, well, three of your best are injured too. So you've got Latrell Mitchell, you've got Katoni Staggs, who I thought was ready, and Big Tommy.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of hurt his shoulder and a hamstring. So he certainly puts his hand right up there, and he's just so naturally gifted and well-balanced. He's a big body. You know, he's strong. Obviously, it's a different arena, you know, and you never know. You never know when, you know, whether you're up to Origin, but certainly you think that he will get a shot at it at some stage.
There's a few out of Penrith at the moment, Gordon. I know Liam Martin's another one who, on that right edge, like, he's been sensational. He's actually Trent Barrett's first cousin, Liam Martin.
He's going to the Dogs as well.
No, he's not. He's re-signed at Penrith, yeah. So he's going to stay there at the foot of the mountains. But look, there's a number of Penrith players that, depending on how far they go in terms of the finals and the competition, there's a lot of them that are going to state a strong case for State of Origin selection, chiefly Liam Martin and Stephen Crichton.
What about Yo?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Has kicked the door off the hinges in the middle this year. Previously, we've seen him play on an edge and also play in the middle, but the decision to turn him into a middle forward, a running 13, great ball player, and one of the unsung heroes of that team. I know that his teammates certainly don't underestimate the contribution that he makes, similar with the coaching staff out there as well. He's one of the first players who's picked every week, and absolutely, he's in the State of Origin conversation.
And what about the big boppers, Gordy, for New South Wales? I tell you who I've loved watching this year, Junior Paulo.
Yeah, he's just, but well, you saw him the other night. He's got a late offload. He's got a strong carry for how big he is. I'm just so impressed with the motor that he's got, you know.
Yeah.
He makes an impact. He's got a great little passing game now. You know, the front rows are all sort of forcing that pass, you know, that pass that James Graham naturally had. Well, they've worked really hard at it, and he's highly skillful. But I love when he comes off the back fence. That don't work in Origin, but coming off the back fence, and I tell you what, you wouldn't want to be standing in front of him when he comes off the back fence, unless you're Josh Papali. Mm.
He's a big unit, isn't he, Junior Paulo? What do you think, Anthony? Do you think the Blues will allow him to make his debut this season?
I'd love to see it, mate. I've really enjoyed watching him play it this year, Junior Paulo.
Yep.
The other real thing, before we go to the Queensland side, the other thing is the whole can of worms which comes with having Origin at the end of the season, which I think we're all looking forward to as supporters.
Yeah.
But
the bubbles.
Yeah, well, there's that. And then, of course, there's these players who've stopped playing this week.
Yep.
How does that affect their chances of playing Origin?
No, well, they just got to come back in 2 weeks before, don't they? Like, then yes. I've asked a couple of questions. I think I asked Kevy. I said, oh, you know, what's going to happen with Origin? And all the players that are knocked out now, go and spend 3 weeks away, but keep on ticking over. We're going to call you back in and you're going to be at a level. And you would think that the Queensland and New South Wales jersey is a big enough carrot for you to keep on ticking over somewhere. You can go lay on a beach, but just go to the gym every morning.
Yeah. No, for
sure. And go
for
a run.
Oh, of course, Gordon. It's the pinnacle of the game. I'm sure any player who is going to get an opportunity to feature in that arena will make sure that they do the right thing and have themselves in decent nick. because it's state of origin. If you're not, you're going to get found out.
It's been a tough old year for the Queensland sides at club level. Granted, the Titans have played so well, but none of the Queensland sides are in the finals. Where do we see any bolters for the Queensland origin team?
You're not going to put the slipper into the Gold Coast again, are you?
No, I wouldn't do that, mate. I've established that.
I reckon AJ Brimson showed the other night that he's up for that level. The two tries he scored.
Yep.
He's played limited games. I'd say he might have played the last eight games. The quality, playing against his opposite in number one, and he was better than Kalyn Ponga, and you think Kalyn Ponga is going to be, you know, the Queensland number one or be in the race.
Yep.
And he outplayed him easy. Defensively, he's solid, and you get him in broken field play. Like, I watched him play the Dragons a couple of weeks ago, and he pushed off Frizzell. Well, Frizzell will probably play for New South Wales, so... You know, he's just shown that he's class. You think Big Tino might come into consideration as well. And they're two guys that at the beginning of the year you would never have said that they're going to probably play Origin. So,
what about Mo Fotowaka as well? Yeah. And I noticed where he declared his allegiance this week.
Yes.
Interesting timing to the Maroons. He had the option. He could have also played for the Kiwis, but he's decided he wants to have a crack.
Well, he's been Titans, and what I do is I judge them when they were getting beaten, and he was their best player week in, week out. When they were getting dusted up and Anthony was kicking the slipper in, he was our best forward. He was consistent. He was making so many metres in the middle of the ruck, and he's not going to look out of place. We're going to have all hands on deck.
Yeah.
Origin this year for both states is all hands on deck. It's probably not going to be the strongest that both states, you know, because of injuries and, you know, the uncertainty of the season, but... everybody that is a Queenslander should be out there training.
You're right.
You don't know whether you're going to get called upon.
You're right with Brimson. I mean, you're obviously great mates with Kevy Walters, but I think he's absolutely virtually a shoe-in to be that 14 for the Maroons. And then the other bloke as well, conversely, on the other side of the fence, is Ryan Pappenhausen from Melbourne. Yeah. I think he's also stating a very, very strong case to be the Blues utility.
Mm.
So he can come on and play in the middle.
It's a game that keeps on giving. Like when you think Billy Slater retires and you think, God, Melbourne's going to find a hole.
Yeah.
And you don't like comparing anybody, but we do because that's our job. But Pappenhausen's stats... to this point of his career, are better than Billy's.
I know. He's taken off this season, hasn't he? Like, I thought he was a talent, but it shows you how good a player he is that last year, once he got a taste, Cameron Smith and the senior players at Melbourne went to the coach and said, we've got to get this guy in the team. Like, he actually needs, and they dropped, if you remember, they dropped Brady Croft 5 weeks out from the finals and performed major surgery on the team to get him in. That's how good a player he is.
Okay. If you didn't see him in a Melbourne Storm jersey, you'd think, mate, where's your skateboard and go make me a coffee? Don't you? Like, he looks like a little barista. Looks like go make me one of those little fruity beers that you do and come back and bring me a tofu burger and we'll go. But he's certainly been outstanding. His speed and he's strong in contact. He's a little wiry bugger as well.
So then what, if you've got AJ Brimson in the side, let me ask you about your 3 and 4 boys for, I know I haven't given you notice here, but your Queensland Origin centres.
The centre is actually the one area where the Maroons are a little bit thin, Gordy.
Thin?
Yeah,
they're about as thin as my hair.
Well, there's no
Morgan, so Morgan's pulled out.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I don't know.
You've got
Greg Inglis. So, yeah, but Gay Guy's played on the wing in Origin and, you know, to count numbers. So we don't know.
Did you just say Greg Inglis?
Yeah, well, Greg would be, you know, for Greg, it'd be how hard and how fit he's training. If you can go to whoever's training him and say, can you show me all of his results on what he's doing and he's fit, there's no doubt Greg will get him up for the occasion. I just have no doubt that Greg Inglis is good enough to play Origin.
That's a huge story.
That's a huge story. Yeah.
if it comes to fruition, that is a massive yarn.
But, you know, like you got someone, you know, we played – through my era, there's people like Daniel Wagon that was sort of, you know, was in every position at Parramatta and he played in the centres. But there might be someone like Luke Capewell at Penrith that we just throw him out of the centres.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mate, just to do a job. You know, we got, you know, Juzzy O'Neill that actually played. I don't know, he's only playing against the Broncos. And if Fifita didn't hurt himself, I'm thinking, well, maybe you could have thrown him out there as a big body or whatever. But mate, as I said, Queensland, we're going to be light on in some areas, but we're Queensland, and the bloke that we pick will have to go out there and do his job, and that's all we ask.
Moses Mbai?
Mm. Well, he's been there in the past as well.
Brenko. You know,
and
you what got, about Brenko?
Yeah, he's a cool player.
Yeah. And then, like, he's been in the system for a while. Look, mate, there'll be some guys that might have to play out of position.
Okay.
You know, and they're going to pick 25. I haven't actually sat down and spoke to Kevy, but he'll be, you know, I don't know who his brain trusts are, but they'll be sitting there. They would know who they got. They'd be coming up with a plan. And what plan do we have to beat New South Wales, and which player suits that the best? But as I said, there might be a back rower playing in the centres for Queensland this year.
Okay, Warriors now 30, lead Manly 18. Wow. Warriors 30, Manly 18. Origin will be live on the Triple M network, all sorts
Can
of
I
functions
just ask,
going on around
I saw
the place.
Our producer, Tom, just on the Skype video, how he walked in with his Manly jersey on. Yeah. Has he taken it off yet?
No, he's
still got it on.
Oh, has he? Yeah, because normally Manly fans would take it off or they'd go home by now, wouldn't they?
Good call, Gordon. Good call. Warriors now lead Manly 30 points to 18 with a kick to come.
I love you, Tom.
James Hooper, Gordon Tallis and Maroon. Still plenty to come. We'll take a break and come back with more as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin.
Nice to be with you on a Sunday afternoon.
Triple M rocks footy.
And Manly now trail the Warriors 30 points to 18 with 22 and a half minutes left in that game.
I know we've said it before, but G's done a terrific job with this side, given all the adversity and all the sacrifices and everything, the challenges that the Warriors have had to confront. They're a united footy team at the moment.
But how much do you give to it, the fact that they are in Australia every week? Does that play any part in it?
Yeah, absolutely. The time frame, I think it's 2 hours difference, getting back, coming over. You know, anybody that flies to New Zealand knows that, you know, you leave Brisbane on a 6 o'clock flight or whatever, you get there at 2 a.m. in the morning to your hotel. So taking out the travel every week, putting some of the players on the better diet, right, consistent eating and training. And then you got all your support staff. So every little niggle injury, you're getting seen around the clock. I actually think it is a bonus.
Okay.
Of having, you know, I mean, so like when you're in camp, obviously missing your family. So there are some hurdles missing the family. But as for a sheer selfish athlete point of view, they would be better prepared going into games, being in a team environment, in a group environment, than they would be at their own houses, laying on the couch, going to the fridge, eating a packet of Tim Tams. Mm. Or is that just me?
Yeah, no, that's me. I've been doing a fair bit of that. All right, boys.
Oh, mate, you won't look good in the bikini.
I won't be wearing a bikini, Gordon, because you've tried to do a hatchet job on me with this sex.
There's no hatchet job. What are you talking about, hatchet job?
Just give me a second. I'll get that audio out again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get our man Filthy Felix to get the audio out again. But while we're doing that, the Broncos coaching situation, it's laboured on longer than perhaps I would have thought. Up there in the beautiful city of Bris Vegas, who is the front runner, do you think, Gordy?
I think that it'll be Kevin Walters, which is Gordon's great mate, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's obviously a delicate stage of negotiations at the moment, but I think Kevy will get the gig.
Mm. Okay. Yep. But this now...
Well, there's talk of Bellamy too, you know. So like that was a big whisper up here as well. But I think they've gone after Craig maybe three times.
Yes.
And they haven't been able to hook him, you know, get that big fish up here. So Craig was here in our glory years, and he was a big part of the Broncos' success. And there's talk of Craig coming home because of his family here, but you would think Melbourne are not going to let him go. He could come and live here, but you think that Craig is always going to be a Melbourne sort of a guy. You think that they won't make the mistake of letting him go. They will pay him enough that, Craig, you can live on the Gold Coast and you can do whatever, but you can watch our videos and you can talk to our coach over the phone whenever you want.
Yeah, given everything that he's done for that club, Gordon, I think they've told him that he can have a job for life and whatever role he chooses. So, look, I'd be surprised, but certainly there has been an approach made by the Brisbane Broncos to try and get Craig Bellamy, not for next season because he's signed with the Storm, but for 2022. And it would be in like a coaching director style of a position where he would oversee things.
Well, but if you're Kevy Walters, would you not think, well, hang on, I want to have a crack at this. I don't need somebody overseeing me. I don't need Craig Bellamy. I know what I'm doing. I don't need anyone to oversee me. It seems to me like, yeah, you're the coach, but you're not quite the coach. It's like,
strange because coaches want a coach, right? There would not be a coach at any organisation in the world that is a coach. Coaches coach. They're not directors. You don't buy a coach and all of a sudden he's a great director of coaching. I mean, they coach. That's what makes them so good is they're out there with the people and they turn over every rock, and Craig's one of those guys that works huge hours. And some people can't pass on their knowledge. I know it sounds funny. Some of the greatest players can't pass on their knowledge. It just come natural to them. So Craig's speeches or what goes through his head or, you know, what he does at training and what he sees just might just be, you know, just a knack that he's got. You know, I don't know, but I know that they've worked together. They've worked in the past. Craig, I think Kevy said on Fox Sports the other night that he was a big reason why Craig came to Brisbane in the first place when he was coaching the Raiders under the 21 side.
Yep.
He came to Brisbane because I think Kevy sort of made an approach to him, and then they worked together at Melbourne, and I think they won a competition there together. So Kevy has come out of that system. It's just a long time ago.
All right. Well, do we know, Hoops, you might have even mentioned it then, Matt. I've got one eye on this game that's going on. Do we have a time frame on when we'll know who the Broncos coach is?
I think we'll find out this week, Anthony.
Okay. Yeah, all right. And you think Kevy's red hot?
I think, yeah, Kevy will get the gig.
So we're saying Kevy or Paul Green, there's no one's going to come from left field?
No, it's only those two. And like I say, my information is I think Kevy will be the one who is appointed.
Okay. Warriors 30 lead Manly 18 with 15 and a half to go there. If you missed our Maroons poll earlier, the poll is around this gender reveal nonsense that went on at full time in the Broncos game. If you missed it, full time, they won the wooden spoon. Congratulations. Darius Boyd has a gender reveal on the field and up in a puff of smoke of pink, and so he finds out he's having a daughter. But I think most people have an issue, certainly members of the Broncos Football Club, that it's all so trivial after they've just won the wooden spoon. What do you think? I say no to the gender reveal. Maybe you say yes. Do it at our Triple M NRL Facebook page or at triplemnrl.com. And what we'll do is we'll come back and get an update for you and talk more rugby league. We'll have some news for you. And just repeating once again, the Warriors, have they just gone over again? I think they have. And the Warriors now lead Manly. I'm just waiting to see if that try has been awarded. I think it has. We'll come back anyway. Right now, Warriors 30, Manly 18, but we're just waiting on a possible try here to the Warriors again as Triple M rocks the footy.
Thanks to Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
Well, welcome back to it. Warriors 36, Manly 18, 10 and a half to go there. Warriors look like they might have that one well and truly won. And now, of course, Triple M will be on air for all the finals action over the next few weeks. We'll do the grand final all up and we'll jump straight into the Origin series as well. So the top eight is all said and done. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, Melbourne play the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Lots and lots of players out for
Storm.
For the Storm. And that might be where we'll just take this conversation quickly. Lots and lots of players this week, Hoops, have been rested. We saw it probably no more case than with the Canberra Raiders. And although they did go on to win the game, there has been some talk in and around maybe having a week's bye before we go into finals time. What do you think about clubs resting multiple players?
Well, obviously a lot of coaches these days like to go down that road, freshen players up a little bit. Look, I think you do get into dangerous territory a little bit in that, you know, Fox Sports and Channel 9 pay a lot of money to broadcast a quality product, and you do dilute that product when you opt to rest, you know, huge numbers of players. So to the Raiders' credit, like, Ricky Stewart opted to do it and they put in a superb performance yesterday and beat the Sharks. So even though they were quite under strength. So look, credit to them. But certainly I can understand why coaches want to do it. It's a balancing act. Yeah. It's a long season. Mm. You want your best players playing in the big end of season games. And if you look at Trent Robinson at the Roosters, like, we've seen him do this for many years now, where he rests certain players at different stages of the season. He's got it all hand assigned on a chart, and everything's targeted, and it's a smart way of doing things if you've got the depth and you can continue to win football games.
I suppose so. How do you see it, Gordy?
The same as Hoops just said.
and that's it. You don't want to add anything. Like, that's
it. Well, when they cover it, I don't want to repeat it.
Yeah, right.
And bore, you know, and bore the listeners, not like you, Anthony.
Look at that. I ask him a genuine question, and that's what he throws back.
Well, that's
at
the first one you've asked. It's taken 20 weeks for you to ask and take an interest in the game, Anthony.
Oh, what congratulations, mate! You are fair dinkum. Honestly. Honestly, kids listening at home, this is how easy it is to be a broadcaster in the modern. I asked this palooka a genuine question, and whatever he said I don't know.
You're brave from 1,000 kilometres away. He's an Origin legend, mate. Mm. You can't call him a palooka.
Mate, I'll call him whatever I like. And now you don't have to go into bat for him, okay? You know,
I do have to go into bat for him.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
He's big enough and ugly enough to look after himself.
Yeah, but that's part of being mates.
Mate, no one wants
just
you.
No one wants you jumps in front of the XBT when you're about to get run over again.
Can I just tell everyone, you rung my house yesterday while I was watching TV.
I didn't ring your house.
I rang my mobile. I haven't got a home phone. You rang my mobile and said, today I will jump in front of you. I am with you.
Yep. 100%.
3 hours later, I finished calling the game. You've called the radio station
telephoned me.
And said that I've doctored up the audio. I mean, mate, if you're...
You did doctor the audio.
Let me just be clear. I don't want you in my corner, okay? I don't want you in... I would rather have a bull terrier with rabies in my corner. He'd be more predictable than you, all right? Okay?
You can keep your little Pomeranian, all right?
Now,
in your corner.
I've got a fox terrier, and he's an award winner too. Now, the eye gouge yesterday...
Yes,
Luke Thompson on James Tarmo. We talked about it earlier, how these Super League players think they've got carte blanche to go out there and squirrel grip and eye gouge.
I don't think they've got carte blanche, Anthony, but certainly, like, it's an error on his behalf. He's going to pay a big penalty for it. He's been charged. He's been referred straight to the judiciary, which means there's no set penalty. So as a result, he's going to be spending a lot of time on the sidelines. He's made an error. Mm. It's stupid.
He's made an error. You just want to simply say he's made an error.
Well, he's had a brain fart.
I think he's frustrated.
Yeah.
He's had a brain fart, right? I think that he's frustrated. Normally the English players, and I played against them, they actually believe that they're superior, that their comp's better. And he's come out here and realised that the NRL is the best comp. And it's tough to go week in, week out. And I think that, he probably thought he'd come out and I'm going to do this, this, and this. And it's not. And I think what he did, I don't think, here we go. It was a classic eye gouge where his fingers are bent and he's really raking at the eyes. But there's pressure on the eyes. There's pressure on James Tarmo. I love the way James Tarmo reacted. He just stood there and went, hey, don't do it. And then obviously the vision was really poor. How many weeks he's going to get? I don't know. Maybe 4, do you reckon, Heaps? 3, 4, 5?
I reckon he'll get at least 5, I'd be thinking.
And then hopefully it's a lesson for him. Yeah,
I'm
and
trying
he's
to
got
think
to work really hard.
The last player, Gordy, I think, I remember Hudson Young was charged with it last year.
Last one was Kevin Proctor.
That's right. Oh, no, that was a bite.
Oh, biting. Sorry,
wasn't
biting.
One of the Burgess boys, too, got in a bit of trouble there, didn't he?
Yep. Yeah.
What, not another English guy?
Well, that's... Well,
is that why you're on that Super League tangent?
No, but you often see a player from Super League just overstep the mark, biting or gouging or...
They are from the north of England. It's a tough race up there.
Mm.
You know, well, like, be that and as there's no may. Holds barred.
What did you think when Sammy Burgess grabbed Will Chambers on the wheels?
I thought it was okay.
So is that what you do?
That's why you're on the big bucks, Anthony.
Cowboys 32, Broncos 16, Titans
like
36, Knights 6, South 60, Roosters 8. Repeating that one, South 60, Roosters 8.
Mate, see, now, why do you get the joy out of that, right? Look, our 5 Roosters fans that are tuning in, just let them enjoy their Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Mate, why you always got to sink the slipper in the people when they're down? Oh, mate, when I was working at South... Hoops, mate, tell you this story. I think South might have finished 12th, right? Roosters finished 14th. Well, they said, and the Roosters finished in 14th. Well, the 1,000 people in the auditorium and the red and green ball cheered all night. Well, South didn't make the finals either, but they got the enjoyment that Roosters finished bottom, like below them. Is that what your season is all about?
No.
Just beating the Roosters?
It's just a healthy rivalry. You know,
were you hosting that function?
I don't know if I was or not.
It was Maddie Callender, Richard Callender.
Yeah, Richard Callender. I do remember that. And it was a great night. He did a wonderful job. But, well, I mean, you know, obviously you support your team. I'd like to see them beat the Roosters. I like to see them more than anything now probably beat the Broncos.
It's a great rivalry, isn't it?
It is a great rivalry.
It's a great rivalry.
Panthers 42, Dogs 0, Raiders 38, Sharks 28, Parramatta 28, Tigers 24. Right now, Warriors 40, Manly 24 with 4 minutes and 40 seconds to go. Now, the top eight, and then we'll take a break. Panthers, Melbourne, Parramatta, Roosters, Canberra, South, Knights, Sharks in that order. We'll take a break and come back and wrap it up as Triple M rocks the footy.
Vereem Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
And welcome back. Warriors 40, Manly 28, 25 seconds to go. Warriors 40, Manly 28. Warriors have got that game well and truly won. And just a couple more people have contacted us about what's going on in Origin. We're going to try and stay on air. We know that a lot of people have asked us, will we be on air through Origin? We're doing our very best to make that happen. Boys, before we go, Melbourne and the Dragons this afternoon, a bunch of fresh-faced kids in this Melbourne side, and couple of players we haven't seen for a long while. Lumi comes in. Ricky Latelli comes in as well.
Boy.
I think Shandor Earl gets a start. Who do you like to win this one, Hoops?
You know what? I'm still leaning towards Melbourne, even though they're resting a lot of players. I think, Gordon, I remember that game years ago out at Campbelltown where the baby Broncos, Craig Bellamy was the coach of the baby Broncos. You probably played in that match. And they upset the West Tigers, you know, and it was nowhere near their full strength side, but players get an opportunity and they're all professionals and they want to impress. Yeah.
It was the baby Broncos, not the little troll dolls or the ugly or the Chucky dolls. So I wasn't playing in that game. But back then, all those guys were playing Queensland Cup week in, week out. The thing with COVID is some of these guys had to get in a run. They mightn't have played a full game of footy for a long, long time. So I'm going to go for the Dragons in an upset. I think the Dragons will finish the year and they'll be up for it and you know, they'll probably say goodbye to some of their players, the Dragons, and I think that they might sneak away with a victory.
Okay. Gee, they've been disappointing this year, haven't they, the Dragons? Bitterly disappointing.
Illawarra Dragons.
Yeah, well, today it's Dufty. I haven't seen much of this guy, Max Fiagai, Ewan Aitken, Zach Lomax, Cody Ramsey, Jaden Sullivan, Adam Clune, Blake Laurie and Cade Ellis up front. So he starts Cade Ellis in 15. Cam McInnes is the hooker. Then you got Frizzell, Host, Jackson Ford. The bench is Sims, Kerr, Eddie Blacker and Terrell Fuimayano. So now the Melbourne side, just quickly while I got a sec here, boys. Pappenhausen, Shandor Earl, Ricky Latelli, Paul Mamorowski, Isaac Lumi. Your little bloke's a fan of Lumi, isn't he?
He does like Lumi, yeah. He's one of his favourites.
Riley Jacks, Cooper Johns. Go Coops. Tui Kamakamika. Brandon, the runaway blocker, Cheese Smith, Christian Welsh, Tom Eisenhuth, Chris Lewis, and Aaron Booth. And the bench for Melbourne today, Max King, Nico Hines, Darren Schoenig, and Aaron Penne gets a start as well.
Fair front row with Kamakamitha, Brandon Smith, and Christian Welsh. Mm. It's a decent side, the Melbourne team, even though they are resting a lot of players.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Their
coach
is on
like
Fox at the moment, Gordy. Their coach is actually just doing an interview on Fox. Gee, the Queensland Sun's been good to him, mate.
He looks great,
he's looking
he?
Fit as a fiddle.
Mm, oh, Balak, he's probably the best trainer that's come through the Broncos. He and Kevy Walters are the best two trainers I've ever seen. They just push through a barrier that no one else can push through. He's a freak, Balak. Are those stories when some of the boys might get to the Melbourne Storm gym early and they hear the ergo or the machines going over in the dark and there'll be Craig Bellamy just sweating it out before the players even get there. So he's a hard trainer, but it's fair to say he's been laying in the sun with a pair of budgie smugglers on too because he likes the smugglers, Bellyache.
Well, I mean, he's been in Melbourne for 18 years. I mean, a couple of months on the sunny coast, bring that on.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right?
You reckon he might have borrowed maroon sunbed, Gordy?
Well, I don't know, mate. It's been beautiful weather up here lately.
Yes.
Not a cloud in the sky. It's pretty hot. We're going to have a hot summer, the Queenslander. So it's been about 28 degrees. So he's just sunning himself.
Reedy's the man with the sunbed, Brent Reed.
Oh, Brent Reed, is
he? But he's been going for a spray tan lately, he tells me.
Well, in his sunbed, he's got to take out the fly screen. Maybe when he lays underneath it. Because it looks like he sneezed in Milo while Reed.
Well, boys, okay, so just give us your tips again. You've gone for the upset, have you, Gordy?
Yeah, I've gone the Dragons.
All right, and
I'll go Melbourne.
Now, you've got, when does the Fox League wrap-up show end? Does that end this week?
Or? No, next week.
Right.
So
okay.
Big league wrap on tonight, and then next week, yep.
Okay. Boys, that's
one of the finals.
That's all we have time for. We've got...
And then sayonara.
Thank you so much to everybody who contacted us today about that stupid bet these blokes made. I never said
that
I'd have a sex change. I immediately said I am joking.
What happened with your poll for the listeners?
And the poll, I get a poll result. I think it was about 63%. 63% agreed with us that the... Thank you for reminding me, Gordy, that the Broncos were off the mark, way out of line, doing that gender reveal after the game. Didn't I say to you last year, boys, this gender reveal nonsense is going to get out of hand, and now we're seeing people doing it with planes and smoke bombs and fair dinkum. It's a lot of nonsense. So thanks to everybody who got hold of us. That's the end of the poll now. 63% have voted they didn't like the gender reveal in the Broncos game last week. That's where we leave you, Hoops.
The people have spoken, Anthony.
The people have spoken. Full-time, the Warriors have beaten Manly, and Adam Blair has officially retired. We'll catch you on Fox League tonight.
Thanks, mate.
And Gordon Tallis, we'll catch you on the Triple M Network next week.
See you, guys. Cheers,
Gordy. We'll be rocking the finals, the grand final, all up into Origin. Thanks to our mates at Bryden's Lawyers, 1-800-848-848. Dragons Melbourne, coming up next.
Thanks to McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.